guys did not throw downfield to Mike Wallace. You threw downfield to the other receivers, but not to Mike Wallace. Was that by design, or was that your Ryan misreads, or what was the deal there?
No, there were some times that we called some passes. Probably, I don't know, there were 8 or 9 times where we had opportunities possibly. Protection wasn't the greatest, as you well know, and we're scrambling around. But those will come with time. I'm not Mike is going to catch his balls. I think Mike had a great game. He blocked well. He ran good routes. Very excited about what he brings to the table. And, you know, we had a backup center playing right guard for us who hurt his hand in the game, and so we had some protection issues. But Mike's going to catch his share of balls. I'm not overly concerned with that. That's going
to
happen.
Tight end seemed to work downfield pretty well. Was that by design, what the defense gave you? Was that ideal?
Pretty much what the defense gave us in that situation. They were defending the run, and those throws were there, and we took advantage of them. And we happened to have, you know, there were other times when we didn't have good protection. We didn't hit those guys. We happened to call some. We had good protection. We hit them. So.
How about the way the tight ends have been playing, both blocking and catching the ball?
I think they've made a lot of improvement. You know, I think back to the minicamp when Deion was here for rookie minicamp, and gosh dang it, he's light years ahead of where he was at that time. He still has a long way to go, but certainly has made a lot of strides. I'm really proud of Ignu. He's made a lot of strides as well as a blocker. I thought he had one of his best games. I don't believe he caught a ball, but he certainly blocked very well, and his opportunities will come in the passing game. So, and the other guys, obviously, Keller and Clay. Clay really is, you know, really stepped it up, and Keller showed what he's capable of doing as well. So I think as a group, they're pretty solid, and they'll just keep getting better. Dan Campbell does a great job with those guys. I don't feel like we're behind because really we're weak, only a week into training camp when you consider that we had the extra week. So, you know, it's never what you want to be at this stage. You're dealing with a lot of younger guys, and so we're working through some of those issues. We've had some injuries in the offensive line with two of our guards, so we haven't been able to have the complete union out there that we'd like to have. But those are elements that come up during the course of the season. You have to be able to handle them, so we have to handle them in training camp as well.
What did you see from the first team on Friday night as far as
I thought we did some pretty good things, and other times we didn't do things quite as well. We had some good, well-blocked run plays. Other runs weren't blocked quite as well. We had some well-blocked pass plays, and others not blocked quite as well. So, you know, the thing that excites me when I look at the guys we're going to line up with, I believe with our skill guys and with our offensive line, I'm excited about those guys. We still have a lot of work to do, though.
We're seeing more and more out of Lance Lewis every week. At what point do you need to have him
Well, you got to realize that we're really only, you know, if you think about it, the preseason, you know, we had the week advantage. So, you know, it's like after our first preseason game. We're not that deep into it right now. So I think we want to make sure we get full value on him in relationship to put him on the field when he's ready and not try to get him hurt again. So we're bringing him along step by step. So, you know, we're not going to put him out there in risk injury with him. So we're going to be cautious with him. And when the time's right, the trainers and hopefully we will know, and we'll put him out there. He'll get more and more reps as we go. Yeah, I would say it's pretty close, the running back competition. I thought that Daniel Thomas did a real nice job in the game the other day. Certainly Miller has had his shining moments as well. And some of the younger guys have stepped up. So some of the finer points are going to come up. You know, how well do you catch? How well do you pass block? I think from a running standpoint, we have some pretty good runners. But to be the complete back, they have to be able to do all of those things. And that'll be the true test on who ends up being the starter, I believe.
You're saying, you know, one guy does this, you need a guy that can do it all.
Yeah, we need someone who does it all. You hate to just substitute. He's this guy, he's that guy. We want complete players back there. I'm not a believer in the third down back necessarily. I think you tip your hand a little bit. We want, you know, you're going to throw the ball on first down, so you need a pass protector on first down as well as third down. We're going to release them on scat protection on first down and third down, so we need a receiving back as well. So they have to be multidimensional and be able to do it all.
If a game goes the way you guys want,
that means we win the game,
right?
Number one, yeah.
50-50 split run and pass, or maybe a little bit more run heavy?
It all depends. Like the other night, you know, they played, if we had, you know, if we had six, they had seven. If we had seven, they had eight. So they kind of force your hand. A lot of our runs, you know, we're eating up at the end of the game, eating up the clock necessarily. You know, we're kind of run uphill a lot of times in those situations. But, you know, it's all relative to how defenses defend you and how they perceive you. You know, if they perceive you can't throw the ball, you're going to have more population than you can in the run game, so they're going to test your quarterback and your receivers. If they believe that you can throw it effectively, then they're going to let you beat them, run them, see if they can hold up in the run game with their seven-man front or six-man front.
I guess, two more guys.
I guess a better question would be, what do you want the identity of this offense to be?
I think the identity is that we can run it when we have to run it, we can throw it when we have to throw it. You know, I don't think you can typecast to say with this or with that. I think we have to do what we have to do on that day, in that game, at that time, whatever it calls for. You know, sometimes you may be behind by 10 with 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter and have to throw it to win. You may be ahead by eight and have to eat up the clock. So you have to be able to be good at all things, I believe, at this level.
Miller and Thomas, Jeff Gillisley, Jonas Gray's playing good. You ever see a scenario where you keep around four guys and actually utilize?
Sure, Jonas playing well, yeah. Good. What?
I'm saying, do you ever see a situation where you actually like keep around four guys, utilize four running backs like that?
This is a possibility that could happen. I tell those guys all the time that they have to be a factor on special teams to have a role as a fourth or third running back. So really, that decision, you know, if they're in the mix, that decision will come down to special teams. So they better make sure that they're, you know, picking up our special teams coach in the morning and driving them home at night and getting them breakfast. So, because that's going to be the deciding factor, how well they play special teams.
Steve Westbrook, Mike, how much of the offense would you say we've seen
last year? I'd probably say maybe 40%, maybe 40, 45%. You probably saw more of the offense in the mini camps and the OTAs of what we've done and what we're going to do, and it's kind of sitting back there. But probably about 40%, I think, 45%.
And how much will we have seen by the end of the exhibition?
Probably about 60%, I think, yeah.
A lot of you will hold back then, actually.
Yeah.